prize, take what you like. World winner, world prize. The pick of the snow. Are you all ready?
I got a peaceful, easy feel. get a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing, I'm already standing, yes I'm
Hello, hello.
Good morning, everyone.
You're listening to Tea Time and Tutus with Caroline and Deanna. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Back with another week of music for you all.
Excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did we just hear, Caroline?
Oh, well, we just heard the Rolling Stones, She's a Rainbow, and then the Eagles, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. I really like that song.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Good choices.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the mood of today is like, I really like that it's not cold out,
mm-hmm.
but it's also kind of like cloudy.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But I don't know, I'm really feeling it.
Yeah.
Like when I left the house this morning, I was just enjoying the weather.
Finally.
It's not the nicest day, but it's very pleasant out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, good balance. Yeah. Not, yeah. You don't want it to be too hot in February because that's just unnatural.
Yeah, agreed.
In my mind.
I just keep thinking about the summer and like last summer being like so warm and walking around all the time and sitting outside, and then it makes me sad that it's cold still.
I know. We're so close.
Like warm and nice weather is like 40 degrees. Maybe.
I know. I like this weather. I like this better than when it's like really, really hot outside, because then you're just like gross and sweaty all the time, and like
that's true.
It's so hard to cool down because none of our houses have air conditioning.
It's brutal.
Yeah
cool.
All right, should we just keep playing some music?
Yeah, let's play more stuff.
All right, let's do it.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, I have a song I'm gonna play next.
Amazing.
All right, here we go.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Come on.
stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying.
When the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Thank you. Oh, right, we are back.
Hello, hello.
Tea time and tea twos. Thursday morning.
Back again. So you just heard a lot of different songs. All right, so we played The Doors, Break On Through. Then Carole King sang It's Too Late. Then Elton John, Leave On. Van Morrison, Dweller on the Threshold. And then just now you heard Led Zeppelin, Ramble On.
Mm, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like the 60s theme. Mm. We were talking about this off air because we're taking a class on the 1960s.
Yes, we are.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we were having a little convo about some of the books we read this week.
Mm-hmm. Joan Didion, mm-hmm. who like knew half these musicians.
Yeah, well, some of these were from the 70s actually. Yes. But she did know The Doors, and she like, and she also knew The Grateful Dead, but we didn't play any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good book. We enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a little discussion about it before.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. So we have a very important announcement to make to everyone.
Right, oh, now. Yes, we do. Medford Conversations is happy to announce that registration is open for their 2018 Conversation Series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer organization that arranges small discussion circles guided by trained facilitators. Last year, more than 100 members of the Medford community made new connections with their neighbors as they engaged in a series of discussions on race and diversity. This year's conversations will be centered on housing, transportation, and other basic needs in Medford. Our events are open to everyone at no cost, but pre-registration is required. Registration for this year's series closes on February 18th, so be sure to register soon. Please visit medfordconversations.org to register or learn more. A public service message from medfordconversations.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Never knew about that.
Me either.
Because that's why we have PSAs.
Exactly. I wonder if like some of the transportation discussions are going to be about the Green Line coming in.
Yeah. I bet. I don't know. I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, there's
I guess it would come up.
It's been like a project that's happening, like the extension of the T's Green Line up to, I actually don't know how far it's going to go, but up through Somerville.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be, actually, I don't know, maybe in like, what's that? Is that down there Medford or Somerville Square?
Medford Square. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to go up to there. That's where I always visualized it. That could be completely wrong.
I feel like that's right.
Yeah, I feel like it's down there somewhere.
Yeah. There's also supposed to be, like, a stop at Tufts.
Oh, like, at Tufts? That's crazy.
Like, not on... closer to, like, Halligan, I think, the computer science building. But they're going to build a new computer science building, like, by the T-stop. Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that detail. Maybe they'll actually put, like, a food place in it.
Oh, that would be nice, to have food when you're there, like, really
late
at night.
That would be really nice. Instead of having to leave for, like, half an hour to go get food. Also, I have yet to go to Halligan yet this semester.
Oh my god! I go like every single day.
Oh my.
I'm so happy for you though.
I'm happy for me too.
Yeah.
It's been pretty wonderful so far.
That's
incredible.
I'm sure
I will make it back there at some point.
Yes, you should say goodbye.
Yeah. what a sad goodbye it will be.
Mm, lots of tears.
Mm-hmm.
Just sobbing.
Oh, yeah. All right, should we play some more music?
Yeah, let's play some more music.
Let's do it.
All right.
Get over.
We are back on air.
Hello again.
So you just heard a bunch of music. I was thinking like the 60s with like the psychedelic feel to it, but like going with like more of a modern psychedelic.
Ooh,
like,
all right.
Yeah, so we heard going back a little, Gap in the Clouds from Yellow Days, Plants by Crumb, which is a Tufts band.
What
was
that? Okay.
Interesting. Technical difficulties over here.
All right, so we heard, okay, Tufts band.
Yes. Now graduated. And then the Walters with I Love You So.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely, lovely.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just been chilling here, listening. We took a quiz to determine who our Halentine is.
Yeah, so
our
the...
Halligan Valentine.
Mm-hmm. The computer stuff. Science department is determining our love futures.
Yep. Yep.
I'm excited about it.
Me too. I think I'm going to find a love match.
Me? Yeah, same. Caroline, who was your Valentine yesterday?
Myself.
Amazing.
And you.
Wow, you were also my Valentine.
Wow.
Also my bed.
Oh, I saw your Instagram post. That was great.
I made a like, I don't know if it was snarky, but definitely like poking fun at those who post a lot on social media, particularly on Valentine's Day, about their relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed your post.
Thank you. I also had fun making it. So.
I did get a flower yesterday from our friend Olivia, shout out to her.
She told me about that. It's so cute.
It's so cute. It's on my desk now in a little jar, thriving in the sunshine.
That's adorable.
It's a beautiful little flower.
I got a free piece of candy in the campus center for taking a quiz or like filling out a survey.
That's also a pretty good Valentine's Day gift.
It was good.
Free candy.
Yeah. Apparently the place I work, they did, like they had this staff meeting in the morning. And whoever was running it was like, yeah, like, let's all do Valentine's this year. And apparently my manager, like, groaned.
Oh, like they gave each other Valentine's?
Yeah, like they're like
when you're in grade school.
Yeah, they're like, you should do this. He's like, oh.
Oh, those are always so fun, though.
They are.
Would you make, like, the little... We would make, like, tissue boxes into, like, mailboxes.
Oh, yes.
And you'd, like, decorate them. And then everyone would bring in little Valentine's and, like... put them in everyone else's like tissue boxes, and then you'd like come home and open them all up.
It was so fun.
They were usually those like, you know, like little store-bought like pieces of paper that just had like corny little sayings on them with like a lollipop tape to it or something.
But they
were really cute.
Yeah, they were really adorable. I always made my own, which was,
me
like,
too.
Super fun for the people you knew in the class. And then you get to the people who, like, you didn't really know that well or you didn't really like that much. And it got a lot harder.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God. Now I'm just going to write some, like, stereotypical Valentine's Day saying on this and, like, call it a day because I don't really know you.
Yeah. Maybe a good exercise for real life. Like, how to be, like, nice to people you don't know or don't like.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Wow, good times in elementary school.
Those were the days.
They really were.
Yeah.
Long behind us now.
I know, crazy. Yikes, all right. So Caroline has to leave now, but
sadly,
I'm going to stick around and play a few more minutes of music.
Yay.
This next song was a request from my aunt. Shout out to JT for listening.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
See y'all next week.
A.M. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing. Their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize. Hypocrites, you're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe. Just breathe. Oh, breathe. a song. If I get it all down on paper, it's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of the crowd, 'cause these words are my diary, screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to, but you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now. It's saying it if you understand. And breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is